So today's gospel tells us to turn around, change our heart and mind, feel regret for our behavior, and believe the good news. Believe the good news that God loves us and has established a covenant with us dating back to the very first days of recorded history with God, from the book of Genesis, in the beginning of the story of the people of God. In the penitential act we recited today, we confess that we have sinned. We have missed the mark. We have been off base, either by commission or omission. We confess to our God, to the community, and ask for prayers of all those we claim to be in communion with. The Blessed Mother, the angels and saints, and all of you, our communion, our brothers and sisters. Since we have admitted we are sinners in the presence of the whole community, we can also find peace with the whole community that we are loved by our God, who has been showing his love for millennia through many covenants, from the covenant of Adam to the one we hear about today with Moses, with Noah, excuse me, to Abraham, to with Moses, David, and finally, the new covenant fulfilled in Jesus Christ, sealed in his blood, in which God promises to forgive sins. Imagine for a moment a world in which there is no forgiveness of sins, no way to atone, no way to get right with God. But luckily, God, his Trinity, shown to us through the person of Jesus Christ, who loved us to the end, whom we remember, who we celebrate, who we believe in, has a different vision for us. Jesus tells us in the gospel today, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. And we're also told in the document Lumen Gentium from the Second Vatican Council to carry out the will of the Father. Christ inaugurated the kingdom of heaven on earth. And now the Father's will is to raise up men and women to share in his own divine life. And he does this by gathering people around his Son, Jesus Christ. This gathering is the church on earth, the seed and the beginning of the kingdom. So through the gospel today and through the wisdom of the council, we are told that if we repent, believe in the gospel, the good news, then we'll be raised up to share in God's divine life, join with Jesus Christ and life in the kingdom of God that was realized in Christ's coming, but not yet complete. We can be with God and in his kingdom now, here on earth. We've been asked to come in from the cold and put on our wedding jacket and join the feast. All we have to do is repent. Change our mind about the value of sin and recognize who is really in charge. So why don't we? I could probably stop the homily right there and leave you to ponder that question in silence for the next 4 or 5 minutes. Really, I think that might be as effective as my talking for that amount of time, but I will continue on since my job is to talk. This question, why don't I do what I should do, was torturously described by St. Paul in Romans 7, 15 through 24. I'll read it now as I think it describes the problem in a convoluted way we think about sin sometimes. What I do, he says, what I do not understand. For I do not do what I want, but I do what I hate. Now, if I do not do what I want, I concur that the law is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that good does not dwell in me, that is, in my flesh. The willing is ready at hand, but the doing the good is not. For I do not do the good I want, but I do the evil I do not want. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. So then, I discover the principle that what I want to do right, when I want to do right, evil is at hand. For I take delight in the law of God, in my inner self, but I see in my members another principle at war with the law of my mind, taking me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Got it? So, according to Paul, sin is as much a part of us as our hand. We seem to be at war with our sin nature. But sometimes we sin, and sometimes we don't. Why is that? If we believe that God wants us to join him in divine life, here on earth and in heaven, why don't we always choose not to sin and stay in God's grace always? I won't claim to have an answer for that, but I'll offer my reflections. I think it's because we want what we want right now on our own terms. We trust in our finite selves instead of an infinite God. We think we have better information than God, or that somehow he needs our help in running our life. We think we know better than God. And you know, with any discussion of sin, eventually comes the discussion of morality. I went to our RCI meeting this past Thursday, where Catholic morality was discussed. And in it, the catechist Tom Strasberg quoted something from the U.S. Supreme Court that defines in legalistic terms this idea that we know better than God, and it offers up a powerful example of what we're up against in our own mind and in society. The quote is this: "At the heart of liberty is the right to define one's own concept of existence, of meaning, of the universe, and of morality. And of the mystery of human life." So it's concept of meanings of one's own meaning of the concept of existence, of meaning, of the universe, and of the mystery of life. And that's from Justice Andrew Kennedy. So according to this, we have the right to make up our own rules regarding meaning, existence, universe, and of morality, sanctioned by the highest court in the land. And I must admit, there's a part of me, not necessarily the good part, that likes this idea. So how is this idea that each person can play God working out in our world? You know, the Dr. Phil, you know, question. How's that working for you? Now, can contrast this with our biblical view of morality, driven by these simple commandments. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. That's found in all three Gospels. And it's from these love commandments, love of God and love of neighbor, from which our morality and our liberty come from, which forms the basis of our human dignity. Clearly, the Church and the Supreme Court have a different view of how liberty and morality are derived. And finally, it is when I decide that my liberty is more important than my love of God and love of neighbor that I decide to sin. And for that reason, I feel so blessed that I have a covenant with God through his Son, Jesus Christ, that allows us to return to God simply by following the task of repent and believe in the gospel, and we can be restored to divine life with him. Praise God.